Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Stop Being So Hard on Yourself podcast. My name is Sabrina.
And I am Angela.
In today's episode, we will share an important message on feeling left behind in life and how to stop comparing yourself to others and to embrace your own life journey. We hope that this episode will help you feel better about yourself and realize that you have nothing to worry about.
So, if you are listening to this podcast right now, you're most likely wondering if you're doing anything wrong in your life because you're not where you expected to be. And let me tell you something. I was in the exact same position as you a few months ago. There was a time where I felt tired, moody, weak, and all possible kinds of negative emotions at once. I would have mood swings, crying out of laughter one minute and the next crying because I started questioning every life decision I have made up to now. So I took a minute, closed my eyes, and thought about the reasons why I was being such a pain in the ass to my friends and family. And that's when it hit me. I would turn 20 in a few days. I know what you're thinking right now. She can't be serious. What the hell is wrong with her? And I get it, because looking back now, I feel the same way. But what made me worry so much was the immense pressure I got from myself. It is no secret that I am a big dreamer. I like to live in my own fairy tale world, that's just the way it is. I remember being a little kid and thinking about how I wanted my life to turn out. I had made a plan and I wanted it to play out exactly as I wanted. I wanted to graduate with my friends. Then I wanted to start studying right away. In university, I wanted to meet my Prince Charming and have the sweetest love story ever. After graduation, I would have a successful career and eventually settle down with Prince Charming and start a family. Apart from graduating, I have not achieved any of my goals, and it does not look like it will all play out like I so desperately wanted it to be.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on this one, Angela. As a child, or even as a teenie, I used to think that I would have both feet on the ground in my 20s and know what life is all about. But in fact, I'm turning 22 this year and still have no idea how this so-called adult life works. I immediately call my parents at every minor inconvenience that happens, stress myself out over the most ridiculous things, and sometimes I just want to crawl into a hole and never come out again. It took me a while to realize that everyone goes through this phase at some point in their lives.
We live in an era where social media seems to rule a large part of our everyday life, and that doesn't really help in accepting our journey. Opening Instagram, the first thing I see is all of my friends rubbing me their oh-so-perfect life in my face. You don't want to, and you know it's wrong, but you just can't help but compare your life to the life of others. Everyone has done it at least once in their life. And not only on social media, but nearly everywhere it is easy to find something to compare yourself with. And this can really bring you down. You know, I saw 20 as a big number. I felt like all the life-changing events would happen in my 20s. Did I feel ready to dive into the third decade of my life? Of course not. But do I worry too much about it now? Of course not. And here's why. It sounds cheesy, but every one of us is in fact unique. We are special, and everyone has a different path for a reason. It took me a while, but I realized that I have to trust the timing of my life.
I also do believe that social media creates an illusion of what your life should be. You see people your age, or even younger, becoming millionaires and influencing today's society. I'm intentionally avoiding the term influencer. Meanwhile, you're chilling in your bed watching Netflix while opening your second bag of chips. But wait, social media creates an illusion of the perfect life. However, not everything you see on there is real. The people behind the photos have their own daily struggles. They do not look flawless 24/7. They worry too.
You know, this really reminds me of one of my friends. You see, Nikki was seen by everyone as a beautiful, confident young woman. She didn't care about the opinions of others and just did her thing. I admired her a lot because she seems to have the things I lack of. She didn't always have it easy in life. She has hearing problems and has wear hearing aids since the age of 3. But it doesn't stop her from living life like any other girl. And despite these obstacles, she's independent and happy, an inspiration. When we met, she used to tell me how happy she is and how she's enjoying life. But that slowly changed. I feel like it started after graduating from high school. She started telling me that her friends got engaged, that another one of her friends bought an apartment and a car, and so on. Instead of telling me how happy she was, she started naming reasons to not be happy, which was completely unlike her. She never gave a damn about what other people had. She didn't have what her friends had, and that made her feel behind in life. Then she suddenly left our WhatsApp group chat and went MIA. She needed time to reflect on her life and focus on her well-being. Eventually, she reached out to me again. Comparing herself made her lose all her energy. She deleted all of her social media accounts as a consequence. It took her some time, but she finally realized that her worth doesn't depend on other people's lives. Now she's back to being the quirky, confident woman everyone knows and loves.
I am pretty sure she is not the only one feeling this way, and I'm glad she decided to focus on her well-being. It is never too late to stop loving yourself. The people you see on social media are in fact not as different from you as they seem. You know, everyone in this world works based on their time zone. People around you might seem to be ahead of you, and some might seem behind you. Someone is single while someone else got married. Someone graduated at the age of 22, but it took 5 years to find a good job. Do not envy others. Life is about waiting for the right moment to act. Don't try to plan everything. Sometimes the unexpected paths are the best ones. Also, don't try to force things. I'm a strong believer in destiny. All your decisions will lead to the path that is made for you. Always believe that the best things are yet to come. Trust destiny that everything will be for your own good. It is probably not how you imagine, but it will be good. As Miley Cyrus would say, ain't about how fast I get there, ain't about what's waiting on the other side. It's the climb.
I love the song. It really does fit the mood. So guys, when you finish this podcast, we want you to stand up, look at yourself in the mirror, and reflect on how far you have actually come. Give yourself some credit. You are exactly where you need to be. You are not alone with this feeling. You are doing great, and you can definitely be proud of that.